Heart FM main news.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: Zambia, China trade falls to $6.68 billion United States dollars despite global slowdown. Ministry of Agriculture distances itself from fake online SME grant advert. And in international news, DR Congo and Rwanda vow to agree peace plan within days.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Chinese Assistant Minister of Commerce Tang Wenhong has revealed that bilateral trade between Zambia and China has surged to $6.68 billion US dollars, representing a 26.1% increase, with Zambia's exports contributing $5.27 billion US dollars to the total. Speaking when he paid a courtesy call on Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Chipoka Mlenga, Mr. Wenhong said despite a slowdown in global trade, the trade relationship between China and Zambia continues to demonstrate strong resilience and vitality. He has also disclosed that China's cumulative investment in Zambia has reached approximately $5 billion US dollars. Highlighting China's ongoing commitment to Zambia's development, Mr. Wenhong has cited the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway project as a significant symbol of the two countries' infrastructure cooperation. Meanwhile, Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Chipoka Mlenga has reaffirmed Zambia's dedication to strengthening its bilateral partnership with China, noting that such collaborations play a crucial role in advancing the country's economic and developmental goals.
China has demonstrated to be that friend even before our independence. You are the first country even to open diplomatic ties with my country 5 days after our independence. The bilateral ties that have been strengthened by the two countries stems from our forefathers, President Dr. Kenneth Kaunda and Chairman Mao of the People's Republic of China. This was reinforced by what we can call is our umbilical cord, the construction of the Tanzania-Zambia rail line at a great cost to the People's Republic of China. Also, to establish the textile industry, which we call Zambia-China Ulungushi Textiles.
The Ministry of Agriculture has distanced itself from an advert circulating on social media titled Expression of Interest for the Agriculture Small and Micro Enterprises Grant Initiative 2025. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Hulu has clarified that the ministry has neither published nor endorsed any such grant initiative. He has urged members of the public, particularly farmers and agribusinesses, to disregard the advert describing the document as unauthorized and fraudulent. Mr. Hulu has noted that it falsely uses the ministry's name, logo and contact information. He has cautioned the public to treat any associated links or procedures with suspicion and to refrain from sharing personnel or business details through such channels.
The Minister of Agriculture wishes to strongly disown a fake advert that is currently being shared on social media. The advert is titled Expression of Interest for the Agriculture Small and Micro Enterprises SME Grant Initiative 2025. We'd like to clearly inform farmers, agribusinesses and all members of the public that the Ministry has not issued any such advert or call for applications. The document using the Ministry's name and logo is fake and should be ignored. The Ministry reminds the public that all official announcements, including grant opportunities, are only shared through our official website and verified social media pages.
About 50 hectares of maize fields have been destroyed following a heavy downpour that hit Gwembe District last week, the Department of Agriculture Services has disclosed. Acting District Agriculture Coordinator Bethel Mwemba says the destruction has affected 64 farmers in the district. Ms. Mwemba has appealed to farmers to adhere to early warning advisories and best agricultural practices to minimize future losses. She was speaking when Gwembe Town Council Chairperson Colette Ndlovu, District Commissioner Kilion Chikandula, Council Secretary Biggy Hawacha and the District Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit Coordinator, among others, visited selected areas of the district to assess the extent of the damage. Meanwhile, Gwembe Town Council Chairperson Colette Ndlovu has urged farmers to secure their crops, especially maize, to prevent major losses during extreme weather events. And Gwembe District Commissioner Kilion Chikandola, who is saddened over the damage, assured the affected farmers that government will implement interventions to help them. And some of the affected farmers have described the destruction of their maize a great loss, and they have urged the government to consider giving them relief food. Chipangali Council Chairperson Maxon Nkoma says Chipangali Town Council in Eastern Province has received supplementary funding for the Cash for Work program and Constituency Development Fund. In an interview, Mr. Nkoma said the development will steer service delivery and implement community projects, including the loan component under the CDF. He has disclosed that the local authority recently received 5 million kwacha to pay workers under the Cash for Work program, in addition to the 4.7 million kwacha received last month. Mr. Nkoma has confirmed that the new funding will allow the council to clear outstanding payments for workers who had not been paid due to delayed funding. The council chairperson has also revealed that an additional 10.3 million kwacha has been allocated for CDF, with a significant portion directed towards loans and enhancing service delivery through community projects in various wards across the district.
I wish to update the people in the district that the local authority has received funding from central government. We have received the amount of 5 million kwacha that is supposed to go towards Cash for Work. This 5 million kwacha is in addition to the 4.7 million kwacha that we received last month. With the coming in of this 5 million kwacha, we will ensure that all those that are pending to be paid on the Cash for Work program in Spangari District will be cleared. Additionally, we have also received 10.3 million kwacha towards CDF funding.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
AB Bank Zambia has embarked on a financing program aimed at supporting farmers practicing conservation farming in Eastern Province. Speaking to Hot FM News, Bank Chief Executive Officer Maximo Mlenga has revealed that the bank has partnered with Community Markets for Conservation to roll out their initiative. Mr. Mlenga has stated that the move is part of the bank's broader commitment to combating climate change, noting that the institution is keen to take a leading role in environmental sustainability. He has added that the bank has adopted environmental, social and governance principles as part of its core responsibilities, and supporting conservation farming is a key step in that direction.
We are supporting agriculture, especially the farmers in Eastern Province. Those farmers that are engaged in conservative farming, we have a partnership with Comarco where we do support these farmers. Farmers who are using conservative methods to do their farming. So these are the ones we are supporting, providing finance to them to make sure that they do their farming in a conservative way. This is also part of our efforts to help in climate change. You know, climate change is a big issue and we need to be in the forefront.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo have signed an agreement to respect each other's sovereignty and come up with a draft peace deal by 2nd May. The deal was signed by the two countries' foreign ministers in Washington, with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio also present at Friday's ceremony. Hundreds of thousands of civilians have been displaced in recent months as Rwanda-backed M23 rebels have seized swathes of mineral-rich territory in eastern DR Congo. The BBC has more.
Hundreds of thousands of Roman Catholics are filling St. Peter's Square and the streets leading to the Vatican, where the funeral of Pope Francis is beginning. Dozens of heads of state and royal guests are attending the outdoor service, along with homeless people, migrants and prisoners who've been invited at the request of the late Pope. President Zelensky and President Trump are both in Rome to attend the Pope's funeral. It's unclear whether they'll meet. Mr. Trump said on Friday that Russia and Ukraine were very close to finalizing a peace deal. A federal judge Raj says the Trump administration